All right, this is a segment called What's More Difficult to Find? I'm going to ask you guys some questions, so you let me know what's more difficult to find. For instance, is a good mechanic more difficult to find or a good hairdresser slash barber? Which one? Mechanic or barber?
That's tough.
Barber in a while.
Probably that barber, man.
You think the barber?
Excuse me, two bald head guys. What?
Yeah, I get my beard done. It's still, you can still got to stay groomed.
I don't know.
You can't do your own beard.
Yeah, he's lazy as hell. He's lazy.
No. You talk about Steve, but you are rolling in cash.
Yeah. Hey, dog, where you at? Come on through here and do this beard.
Yeah.
What? That what you do, T?
You're done.
I got a barber, yeah.
You actually get in the chair and get a cape.
You know, I'm Team Tommy all the way. What a beard touch up set you back? Let me, I want to hear that.
I want to hear
that. What
you pay?
$25, $30.
$30.
Crazy.
Wait
a minute,
T.
Hold on.
My barber comes to me.
Yeah, that's what I'm about to say. So it ain't just $25, $30. So he ain't coming out there for $30. So what you really paying him?
Yeah, you paying $50, don't you?
Well, I get a little barbecue 75. Sandwich that too. He get look, whatever I'm eating, he get that too.
So you paying $75 to get your
goatee
trim?
Yeah.
By $75.
I just want you to know, Tommy, Jesus never had his beard touched up, ever. He never did, man. And he just
he was Jesus,
Jay.
But, Tommy, you paying $75, though?
Just
that's crazy.
$30, $40 right in there.
Man, I ain't coming to you for no $30, $40 for a 5-minute trim.
All right, what's more difficult to find, a parking spot at the mall or a parking spot at the movie theater? Mall or movie theater?
I have no problem with either one of them. I got a handicap sticker on my
car. Oh, see, I get upset with people that abuse that. CJ, you abusing that.
Jay.
No, I'm not. I got cancer. I can't get a parking spot.
What's wrong with you, Jay?
I got leukemia.
But you can walk, though, Jay.
But any minute it might kick in and I want to be close to the theater.
What do leukemia kicking in look like? How we know?
This is so wrong.
Oh,
all right.
Oh, so many.
Yeah.
Levels. Come
on. What's more difficult to find, a one-night stand, guys, or a relationship, a full-on relationship?
Oh, a one-night stand ain't hard to find at all.
I
open my eyes. I can find one of them.
Hey,
well, always like that.
If you got a good parking spot, you can get a one-night stand.
Hell, you got a good barber and a good mall parking spot, you get a one-night stand.
No, that's right.
All right, what's more difficult to find, a great first date spot or a great spot to break up with someone?
Oh, the breakup spot. The breakup spot
yeah. Hard.
I don't want to be with you when I break up with you. I can do that on the phone. I ain't.
Is that a text?
Thank God for text.
That'd be a text.
That helps, yes.
Ain't no more in person. Mm-hmm. I met you online. Why the hell I can't break up with you? Well, I met your ass at. What, I can't leave you? Oh, you won't be in person when I break up. Here come these numbers.
All right, thanks, guys.
The best words in a breakup relationship is send.
Yeah.
That's the best
S-E-N-D. Those you push it.
All right, so here we're going to move on from that because, oh, man, you guys. All right, here we go. So, Jay, Tommy Jr., You guys also want to tell us things that you're concerned about, okay? There are a lot of things going on in the world.
Yes.
Okay, so, Junior, what are you concerned about?
Junior, what you concerned about? You go ahead. Junior,
I'm not lying. I'm seriously concerned.
What?
I'm really
concerned. You sound serious.
No, I'm so serious.
What?
I'm serious.
I put a lot of thought in this, a lot of time, but I woke up this morning, and I'm really concerned. I'm concerned about babies with receding hairline. I really said.
That is scary. That is very scary.
That's very scary. The baby didn't even have a shot.
And can I stay on that?
Come on, Jay. I mean, we're concerned about these things.
Mm-hmm. Here's what concerns me about these babies. Babies with their own luggage. How much stuff do they need?
Why is you dragging this baby through the airport? With their own roller bag.
Why does this baby have luggage? What is he ain't paid for a damn ticket. I'm concerned.
Well, can we just stay on them babies?
Tommy,
go ahead, Tommy.
We can stay on them babies. I'm worried and concerned about bow-legged pigeon-toed babies. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Something's wrong.
When you both of them, it's an issue.
Bow-legged, pigeon-toed baby. It's, yeah. I'm telling you, you need to be concerned. That is a thought for concern.
Yes. I'm just telling you.
Because what this baby going to grow up to be?
Exactly. Yeah. I don't know what part we supposed to straighten out first. You know what I'm saying?
Is it the feet or the legs?
Yeah. The feet or the legs. I don't know which one we work
with. I don't know. What? Can I stay on the babies? Can I stay on the
go
babies?
Go ahead, though.
You're concerned about the
baby. If this baby is big enough to go down the aisle and get the damn Pampers himself and bring them back and put them in the basket, he can go pee when he needs to pee. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm concerned about this.
We're concerned about this.
This is concerning.
This stuff we see in the community that is happening. Mm.
Are we still concerned?
Yeah, you know what else I'm concerned about?
We're still concerned.
I'm just going to say that. I'm really concerned, Shirley.
Okay, what are you concerned about?
What is it,
because I want y'all to understand that we really are concerned. Really am concerned about white people stepping in for black folks.
What do you mean?
In other words, when you see two black people arguing and you white, don't jump your ass in.
Don't jump in.
Don't.
Say what you want.
Don't come in there with, hey, buddy, don't do that.
Dave, our board op is agreeing with you.
That is what y'all need not do. That has gotten more altercation started from the person they really was mad at to you. Quit speaking when you see two black people arguing. Don't jump in there. What are you talking about, fella? Don't go in there with that.
Get up off the floor, Dave.
We've lost more white people trying to break up black fights.
Let
than
them
anything.
Work it
we
have out.
Lost more white people.
Because they were both. Let them
I'm like just telling. We concerned.
Well, can I just say this? Because Shirley is saying it. Shout out to Dave.
I know.
Our engineer, who is white.
Yes, we love Dave.
We understand.
But you notice he don't try to break up our fights at all.
All right, listen, guys. Coming up next, the nephew in the building with Run That Prank Back right after this.